Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast with Lucky Egede. I'm your favorite coach and host on this channel. We have been treating for a while now the common financial errors that people make in their youth that they use the rest of their lives to regret. The essence is to avoid you going into such pitfalls and living the rest of your life regretting and not getting to where you could have been, so that life that you dream of will not remain a dream. It will become your reality as time goes on. Before we continue into today's episode, I want you to subscribe. Just click the notification button. We are on YouTube, the Facebook, the Instagram, and other social media channels. We're also on audio podcast. Whichever channel you choose to use to listen to us, it will be helpful. Share also among your loved ones so that we can reach more people. This is good for us and good for the hearers also. Thank you. This is our sixth episode. What we'll be talking about today is failure to set financial goals. Failure to set financial goals. I remember growing up as a young person. I know that everyone, literally, I've never met anyone who does not want to be rich. But most of us are waiting that the idea of getting rich is something that will naturally fall on us as we age. But we didn't have any plan on how to get there. We didn't know anything. We just go to work, come back. That's why people have taken, if you collect salary, it's something that money that is given to you to forget your dream is money that you take to wait for the next salary. That is not true. The truth is that you are rich or poor, not on the quantity of money that comes into your hand, but on what you do with the little that comes into your hand. If you don't have financial goals on what you do with your money, you will not be able to manage or grow any money, no matter how big it is. Salary comes to you just like business money comes to other people or whichever status you are today. You can do business and never become rich if you don't have financial goals. And you can also earn the highest of salary and never become rich, depending on what your financial goals are. Becoming rich does not come with age and experience. And my own life has taught me so. You know, I like telling stories about how I have come up. I've come a long way from a very humble beginning to where I am today by the grace of God. And I feel like sharing my position will help to guide you so that you will rise faster than I did, and you will not make so many of the errors that I made. Like for me as a person, I thought after my working career, I will end my working career with ownership of a block of 4 flats in an area where rent is up to 100,000 naira per annum. In a flat, I will live in one, put tenant in 3, and I will collect 300,000 naira per annum. That was the highest wealth that I dreamt of, until I met a friend who told me that life was not about survival, that we were created to thrive. That statement took me aback. To thrive how? I never thought there could be any financial plan to take me beyond the block of 4 flats mentality. That takes me in the passing to the type of people we move with, the quality of friends. Who are your friends? If you are going to have financial goals and achieve them, who your friends are very important. Because as it's written in the Bible, Proverbs 13 verse 20, it says, he that walks with the wise will be wise. A companion of fools will be destroyed. There is a company of people that are headed for destruction. And it is my prayer and desire for you that you don't find yourself in such company. People who are going nowhere. How do you choose your friends? What are the goals of your friends? What do you discuss in your group? What do you look forward to? Where are those people headed? Where do you think your friends will be 5 years, 10 years from now? Like it is said, 20 children don't play together for 20 years. The time, progress, vision will separate people who have been the best of friends. You will recall some of the people you move with. I discovered somebody recently, and she told me they have this old students association, but some people don't like joining. They discuss with others privately because they cannot measure up to other members of the group. When you see your former classmates, people are driving in with their cars, people talk of where they live. You can't even tell them the address of your house because you are not at the same level with them. That will not be your lot if you follow what we are saying today and you work with it. Rick Warren once said, he said, show me five of your friends and the five books that you are reading, and I can tell your destiny. So 5 years from now, who is your friend and what books you are reading will determine where you will be. You can easily predict your future. Sometimes people go from one prayer house to the other and say, pray for me. I want to have a great future. I want to prosper. Many times, we are not ruling God out of the prosperity and progress of people, but financial attainment is not a prayer point. Nobody prays into financial independence. You plan for it, you work for it. Even God didn't tell us that we should pray and we'll make money. No, he said, go and work. I will prosper the works of your hands out. It's not your prayer that I will prosper. It is the works of your hand. God encourages us to go and work. So you must work. And after working, you must plan what you do with your money. Because he said also in Proverbs 21 verse 20, he said, he that in the dwelling of the wise, oil, treasure, and precious things are not lacking. The foolish spends everything he gets. So God did not only tell us to work, he also tells us that we need to plan savings and invest. Say, go to the ant and learn. You sluggard, he keeps away in summer what it will eat in winter. So if ants can plan their old age, the winter of your life is the old age of your life. The summer is your youth. In your youth, you should gather up what you will spend at old age. It's all financial goals. What will my life look like at the end of my career? So let's look at steps to financial goal. You must write down your financial goal. Write down your financial goal. Don't leave it in the realm of wishful thinking. They say, if wishes were horses, beggars will ride. So your financial goals must not end in the realm of wishful thinking. Number two, you must create an action plan to achieve them. It's not enough to set goals, write them down, and just tuck the book away. No. Steps to achieving them. And finally, number three, you must stick to plan. So let's take these steps one by one. You know, writing down your financial goals. God, in his wisdom, said, write the vision. Make it plain upon tables that he will run, that reads it. Until it is written, the faintest pencil will remain more legible and visible and rememberable than the best brain. It is recommended that the vision is written. Write it down. Look at it regularly. Go back to check. How much am I achieving it? Break your goals down into short term, medium term, long term. It will always be. There are things that you can accomplish immediately. In the short term, you have those things that you can accomplish within a year. Like things that will fall into that category would be to have enough in an easily accessible account to run about 6 months of my life, my living expenses. If you get to work today and they give you a letter and say your job is over, and you go, are you going to start dying immediately? There must be a provision of how I survive a minimum of 6 months while I'm looking for another job, while I'm trying. I'm not going to be immediately destabilized. No. Plan it. That's a short-term plan. That plan should be in place from the day you start work. Start creating a plan of how you make sure you never ever get stranded immediately. 6 months, you should be able to survive. Number two, to exit all consumer debts within 1 year. you have borrowed to buy things that do not bring money. Recall as a young person, I saw a car of 90,000 naira. I felt it was cheap. And I had 15,000 naira of my own. My salary was 24,000 per annum. I went to borrow 72,000 naira from various friends, 10,000 from A, 5,000 from B, 16,000 from C, to buy the car. And there is no young man that has never been stupid before. So I am not an exception, but I learned from it. When I bought this car, I started driving. People were hailing me. Oh, your car is the latest. Your car is good. Your car. But I was losing sleep because on a salary of 24,000 naira and an indebtedness of 72,000 naira, on incurred on a car, consumer debt that brings nothing, I was very uncomfortable. Then after about 3 weeks, I got one of those that were hailing me for buying car. He just said, ah, your car is good. I said, do you want to have it? He said, is it for sale? I said, not really, but if you want to buy, you can have it. I sold that car for 115,000 naira within 3 weeks, and I walked home. I was free. That's one example of freeing yourself from consumer debt. I removed myself immediately from that debt, and I was able to make more than my 1 year salary. On a salary of 24,000 per annum, I made 25,000 naira profit in 3 weeks from that car, and I was free from my stupidity. As part of the short-term goals, you set apart good percentage of your income for savings and investment. Have a consistent habit that is urgent. It is immediate. As soon as you start work, set apart a percentage of your income for savings. I did that when I started work. As soon as I started work, I was saving 50%. I did not compromise that. My first job, I was on 500 naira, and I was saving 50% of the money, which was 250 naira. How I survived was a miracle, but I was determined that that should be my saving. Though I was still living in my brother's house, and I was being fed from there, from home. So number four, by way of short-term goal, cut off bad habits that drain your finances. Bad habits can drain and leave you poor and regretting the rest of your life. There are bad habits like expensive purchases. I know of somebody I was asking, he was working in a bank, I was working in a farm. I said, why can't you save? He said, I cannot wear the type of shirts that you are wearing. We must buy designer shirts. And what he was calling designer, people go to Balogun, buy shirt 15,000 naira, go to the bank and sell it to bankers for 70,000. Once you raise the money, you become designer. That's the level of stupidity people put into purchases. You know, as even with all the advert that smokers are liable to die young, some people are draining themselves, using their money to buy cigarettes, using their money to buy alcohol. Somebody went to a restaurant, a lounge, and spent 34 million naira in one sitting and posted it on Instagram. This is the receipt with which I spent 34 million naira in one night. To what intent? You find that those who really make progress, who make the money, the ones that have industries, will never put up that type of behavior. So you choose who you want to be like. Young people are following people on social media that are highly deceptive. Do you think Dangote will go and spend 34 million naira in one sitting and put the receipt on Instagram? That won't happen. Because he works for his money. It's idle people that are showing you private jets, showing you all manner of consumption. There is no pride in consumption. So whoever is posting consumption on social media is not somebody that is worth following. Run away from such people. And don't keep plural dating partners. It's draining. There is no good that will come out of it. Those are things that you can just exit immediately in the short term. This list is inexhaustive. You can add to the list, look for anything that is draining you, put it in the short-term goal because there are things that you need to exit immediately. Then you now go in the medium term of your financial plan. That's the period between 1 year and 10 years. Start investment in a retirement account. This is very urgent. You know, we have treated that people, one of the errors is thinking that retirement is for old people. So when they talk of retirement planning, say, how old am I that I should be talking of retirement? No. At the age of 22, if you can earn revenue, whoever can earn revenue can plan retirement. What your life will be after the age of 50. You recall, I mentioned that for me, life is divided into three. The first 25 years, I treat it as the learning years. From 25 to 50, I treat it as the earning years. And from 50 until God calls you, I treat it as the returning years. The years when you are free to learn, pay school fees, make all your mistakes from 0 to 25. After 25, mistakes start getting expensive. You are earning. Do all you can to earn. Create several portfolios, different methods of earning. After the age of 50, money should not be your driver. That's why I say, don't start something after the age of 50 because of hunger, because of what you eat, because of money. It's a time to think of, society has done so much for me in the last 50 years. What do I give back to society? I create industries for the purpose of giving back to society. And in the process of doing it, you will also get money, which will help you to create more value and more value and more value. And that is how the society will keep running. Keep contributing to society. Make that your medium term. Why I call retirement planning a medium term approach? It could be short term. I treat it as urgent. It's in between the short term and the medium term. But if you have consumer debt to exit, please go and exit it. Pay off quickly. Then you go into your saving. Number two that I look at in the medium term is that you create an account for major purchases, like your car. When do you want to buy your car? When do you want to buy your house? There should be an account where you are putting away something regularly towards those major purchases. It does not happen suddenly that all of a sudden, I see that I have enough money to buy car, or I see that I have enough money to buy house. There must be consistent planning towards it. And number three, in the medium term, as a young person, attend financial literacy classes. You need financial education. You need it. Seriously. And there is no end to financial literacy. Some things that were right yesterday will be very wrong today. I've mentioned that when we were growing up, first thing that my parents desire for me and for most of us growing up at that time is that you have bought land. You are building house. To them, it was the best. Land is good store of value. The value can never go down. It will keep appreciating. But there are things that appreciate so much faster. So be able to understand such terms as asset and liability in the financial literacy terms. When in the financial literacy class, we talk of asset, we are talking of whatever brings money to my pocket. Whatever fattens my wallet is an asset. Whatever takes money from me is a liability. If I go buy a second-hand car that I need to visit mechanic every week, like my friend did when we started work as young people, he went to Abeokuta. I was given an official car, and my friend saw that I had a car. That spirit to compete, if my friend has a car, so I must have a car immediately, or else he will be seen to be ahead of me. He went with 180 naira. He bought a Datsun 140J that is wrecked. And that vehicle took 3 days to travel from Abeokuta to Lagos. Breakdown at Itori. They took mechanic to Itori. When they worked for 2 days, the vehicle got to Ota. Breakdown. Mechanic went there for 3 days. He left Ota. The vehicle got to Lagos. So for about 4 years of his life, if you see this, my friend asking, hey, my friend, where is your car now? We are working on the Bakazu. So once we finish the Bakazu, it will be a great car. You see him next time, oh, where is your car? We are working on the shock absorbers. I want to change all the shock absorbers. Next time, hey, where is your car? Oh, the tire was giving me problem. When we change all the tires, it will be a good vehicle. Don't rush to acquire such asset. You will live to regret it. At the end of the day, you find that your mates that waited now have good cars, they are building houses. You have used all your life to repair one old vehicle because you are in a hurry to consume. If he takes you, is that car an asset? No. That's a good example of liability. An accountant will tell you that you have asset. That car is no asset. You can live in your own house and it will be a liability. If I have a house of, if I use 100 million to build a house and I could rent the same house with 5 million naira per annum, because in Nigeria today, there's scarcely any house of 100 million naira that will give you more than 5 million naira rent in a year. Whereas if you put your own 100 million naira in mutual fund today, you will get 21 million naira per annum minimum, and you pay landlord 5 million. That's as good as it can be. So is my house an asset? No, it becomes a liability to me at that time. I have to repair, I have to maintain, I have to renovate. Whereas if I'm living in landlord's own, I collect 21 million naira on my mutual fund, I give landlord 5 million, you will tell me that the property is appreciating. Yes, my deposit is also appreciating. If the landlord takes 5 million, I have 16 left. The following year, my deposit is 116 million. And nobody will call me for renovation. Nobody will call me for repair and maintenance. If that house goes up in flame one day, I am not called to rebuild. The landlord will rebuild. I will move to another house. If there is wind that blow off the roof, I'll look for the next house. If the house gets old, that new building you park into is now an old building. That is the landlord's problem. I'll look for the latest one that has just been completed and move into it. So the house where you live could become a liability. That takes me to why you find, I'd never got to understand why rich people live in rented houses, because poor people are always struggling that the first thing you do in life is to live in your own house. If you look at the rule of 72, the rule of 72 tells you that 72 over the interest rate is the number of years it takes for your money, whether borrowed or fixed, to double. So if I borrow 100 million naira at 30% per annum, 72 over 30 is the number of years it will take for that money, my 100 million, to become 200 as borrowed fund. And if I fix my money at 21%, 72 over 21 will tell me the number of years it takes for the money that I fix in my account to double. And I check this, a landlord that gives out his house for 5 million is collecting 5 million every year. It will take, if the rent is flat, it will take 20 years to collect 100 million. And a tenant that chooses to live in that house and trade, put his own money away at 20.5% per annum, in 7 years, it will have 320 million naira. In the same 7 years, if the tenant, instead of borrowing money to do his business, choose to rent landlord's house, rather than borrow money at 30% per annum, in 7 years, he would have saved 470 million naira in interest charges from the bank. So in the short term, you can choose to be wise. I'm not saying you will never own a house. From your surplus, in the long term, you can choose to live in your own house like I do today. And it does not remove anything from me, because by the grace of God, I have earned enough to be able to live in my own house and not count the cost. It is expensive if you look by way of earning, but it's affordable. For a young man that is coming up, don't make it the first thing in your life, rushing to live in your own house. It could be a liability. Then on the long term, we are talking of things that you will accomplish after 10 years. For a period of 10 years or more, aim to have enough in your retirement savings account for a comfortable life in retirement. So long-term financial goal, Look forward. Look forward. Be visionary about what your life will be after the age of 50. The government set retirement at 60. I set it at 50. At 50, you should be comfortable enough not to run from pillar to post because of what you will eat. Life should be planned in that manner. And number two, have investment in several portfolios to create a comfortable life later in life. We have talked about, if you go back to our episode on diversification, you'll be able to see several things you can do. And that list is not exhaustive. There are still so many other investments that are not listed even when we are talking about diversification. Create as many as you learn. Knowledge is increasing by the day. And number three, build wealth through wise financial decisions over the years. It's a goal, a financial goal that you need to set. I want to build wealth. I said at the opening of this episode that wealth does not come to you out of pity that you have been working for several years. Oh, this man has worked 20 years. Let me just go and end in his account. No, wealth does not come by reason of age. It does not come by reason of experience. It comes because there is a deliberate decision that I want to have wealth accumulated. And number four, you can attain financial independence and earn income from investment to cover living expenses and be generous. At each point in time, when you are planning, it does not remove you from generosity because it's only the generous soul that will prosper. But generosity does not mean throwing your money everywhere in the street. You must be wisely and calculatively generous. There are people who do impulse spending for everyone that comes to you in the street. When people know that is who you are, they'll make sure you get nowhere. That's why somebody said, in a family of 6 poor people, the only rich man there who would have been number 7 is the 7th poor person, because everybody will come put pressure on you and make sure you are completely drained and all of you come to the same level. No, you are not meant to come down. You are meant to lift up. Lift others up. If you lift them wisely, they will not be able to put you down. We have said you write your plan, make it plain. After that, there must be action plan. And you recall that I said, if you have your goals and there are no action plans for achieving them, you are only making a wish. And if wishes were horses, beggars will ride. So whatever you are doing, before you start lifting people, backing a baby, you must make sure that you are standing. It's only somebody that is standing that can carry a baby, or else when both fall, the fall will be disastrous. Let's look at a few important steps you will take by way of action plan. Have an irrevocable and non-negotiable decision to live below your means. Live below your means. Spend less than you earn. That's the first action anybody will take. Unless this is done, nothing else will work. And how do you live below your means? You take steps. I recall when I started work, many of us as lawyers were saying anybody that is not living between Island and Ilukpeju is not in Lagos. So some of us that moved to Agbado at that time were able to buy land and started building in Agbado and making progress. And with the progress we made, by the time I was 45, I have moved into my house in Magodo. And those people who lived in Surulere and Ilukpeju that time were looking for land in Mowe. Because you have used your entire youth to pay high rent to associate with the Joneses. There are times when, you know, I cannot stop referring to the Bible because there is no wisdom we are looking for that is not there. Lamentation 3:27, he says it's good for a young man that he should put his mouth in the dust and give his cheek to the one that smites him. That is the time to eat the dust. At that age, when you are young, take all the punishment that you can take to get to where you want to be. There is a time when insult can be sweet. Endure it. Enjoy it. Don't frown at people who are correcting you and feel they are insulting you. Take corrections in your youth. You will live to celebrate it for the rest of your life. Number two, save up your surplus and invest in multiple ways. Diversify your portfolio. So, the Bible puts it this way. It says, in the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, do not withhold your hand, for you never can tell which one will prosper, whether the one of the morning or the one of the evening. Don't get tired of investing, but be reasonable and be wise about it so that you don't fall into Ponzi scheme. I always warn against Ponzi scheme because people fall. I see a lot of foolishness in those who fall into it. Somebody who tells you to bring money, bring 10,000 naira and I will turn it into 100,000 naira in 2 weeks. How does that make sense to anybody? I really cannot understand. I expect that no reasonable person should fall for such antics. Invest. Investment takes time. One of the things I learned with nature is that everything that is good in nature has to be waited for. You know, God said we should be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. He didn't say that a 5-year-old child should go and become pregnant. No. Pregnancy, as good as it is to multiply and replenish the earth, there is a time for you. You have to wait. The 5-year-old girl is not built with the body to start nursing a baby. It has to be waited for. Everything good in life must be waited for. And number three, make regular adjustment to your plan. Like, one thing I know about adjustment is that, you see, when stock market is up, everybody is running to stock market, it is booming. Then money market will be down. We are talking of money market running at 21 to 25% now. When it is there, people don't want to take the risk of the stock market. When the stock market is down, people move their money to money market. An investor, a young person, should know which side should I go per time. Where is the tide flowing? Is this the time to be in the money market? Is it the time to be in the capital market? Is it the time to be in real estate? So you switch between. All these are things that you do in the course of your investment life. And number four, never stop learning about personal finance. You never can learn enough. There is nothing like excess knowledge or I know too much. That's why I said success has no arrival point. Oh, I have arrived. I don't need any knowledge again. No, you will always need the knowledge. It's something that is very important. And finally, you know, I said there are three steps. You make your plan, you draw action plan for it, then finally, you stick to your plan. Stick to it. Be consistent with your plan. Challenges will always come to test your resolve. Things that we check, a friend has bought car, you have not bought. They have gone, I recall one of the ones that I saw in my early days was people talking of summer. I grew up in a village. I never heard of summer until maybe about 5 years after I've graduated and started working. I heard people saying they travel for summer. I said, what is summer? And somebody explained to me that there is a part of the world where sun comes out 3 months in a year and 9 months is cold as our fridges, our refrigerators in Nigeria. Say, how do people live in place as cold as refrigerator in Nigeria? Say, yes, that is why the 3 months that they will see sun, they jump out to celebrate it. Then I say, why are you going? He said, to join the celebration. You buy a ticket with your money to go and celebrate sun. And you have sun here 12 months in a year. No. They should come when their place is as cold as refrigerator. They should come and celebrate the sun here. That's what makes sense. Not me going to celebrate sun. Sun is killing us here. It's too hot. So why will I use my money to buy a ticket to go and celebrate that sun has come and call it summer? I may be right. I may be wrong. But whether I'm right or wrong, I still celebrate that I took those decisions not to incur debt. Banks were giving loan, consumer credit, buy your ticket for summer, pay over 9 months. You borrow money to go and look at sun and come back for the next 9 months you are paying. Others are saving and making progress. So when those challenges come and you faint, you see the Bible also talks about it. It says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. The problem is not the adversity, because there is no problem that have come to you that is higher than what came to other people. It's your strength that is the problem. Your strength is small. So what do you do when problem come? Build up your strength. Build up your ability to overcome those challenges, and you'll be better off for it. At this point, we draw the curtain on the candid cast for today. And as I say, thank you for staying with us. God bless you.